What's up, guys? It's your girl Riva. I'm back again with another video. If you're new here, my name is Riva, and I am here to give you my full, honest, unfiltered opinion and perspective. We're gonna go ahead and jump right into this video. I saw this video, as I always say, on the wonderful world of TikTok, because it is like a whole entirely different world. And I just want to hear you guys' perspective as well. And I also wanted to use this video to have a deeper conversation. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump into the video so you guys can hear everything, and then I'll stop it after. And then we'll talk about it. The only thing, right, is that there is audio playing, like music playing with this video. There is no talking. So I'm just going to play the video and then I'll read it to you, everything that's on the screen. And then we'll have the conversation like that. So this video says, hubby moved out today after 18 years. Okay. This woman is in her car devastated. She's literally devastated. Her face is red. She's crying. It says her kids are with him setting up their new rooms. She's sitting in her car in her driveway, crying, as we see, face red, looking like she's, you know, had it all the way up to here. And it says she doesn't want to get out of the car because she doesn't want to be in an empty house, because it's something that she's not used to, obviously, right? She was married. She has all her kids. The kids are with dad. So she's just in the driveway, ready to go inside the house, and nobody's there. Okay? No one is there. She can't face her new reality, right? And then the last thing that she put, that she wrote on the screen, was things will get better, right? As she's crying. Okay. Now I want to start off by saying I obviously do not know this woman. Okay. I do not know this woman. I do not know the context of this situation. I do not know the reason why this man walked out of her life. I don't know anything. The only thing I know is that this woman is on social media, heartbroken, crying, eyes red, you know, and puffy, face red, and asking if things will get better because she's looking for some kind of validation from the outside world that she will eventually be okay, because right now she is not okay, right? So I just want to make that disclaimer. I don't know this woman. I don't know the reason why. I don't know anything, but I thought this video was interesting because let's take her out of it, right? Let's just put anyone in this predicament. For all the women, you know who you are, right? We don't have to, you know, question. You know who you are. For all the women who are in a relationship with a man who comes home, okay, he's a great father to his children. You're pressuring him over things that are superficial. You're pressuring him over things that don't matter. Maybe you're nagging him. You're driving him away. You're running him away. You're so annoyed by his presence. Would you be okay if this became your reality? Would you? If you in turn had to go home to an empty home, right? And sit in your driveway trying to figure out why you had to have the last word that one time. Why you should have never said the thing that you said. Right? Or what is it this time? What was the straw that broke the camel's back in this situation that made him decide to actually pick up and move into a different space without me? Because though we see this woman crying, and I'm just using this for an example, I don't know any of the context, okay? Though we see this woman crying, I'm sure that if we had a conversation with this man, maybe the stuff that he would tell us, we would think that he should be crying too. Because women are more emotional. We're more sensitive creatures and stuff like that. However, men don't expose their emotions the same exact way that women do. So you might go in her comment section on this video, and there might be plenty of women like, oh my gosh, you don't deserve this. How could he just leave you after 18 years? Oh my goodness, blah, 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 blah. And one of the reasons why this woman potentially, again, I don't know her. One of the reasons why this woman is potentially crying is because she knows that she had a huge part to play as to why her marriage ended and as to why she's sitting alone in her driveway as we speak. Okay? She understands that she might have been the one that pushed him to his limit. Because as we know, based off of, you know, statistics, men are not the ones who are running to the courthouse to hurry up and get a divorce. Men are more willing to stick it out. Men are more willing to see their way through, right? They're more willing to stand in and say, okay, let's see how we can figure this out. Men are more stable minded. Again, I don't have all context. I have to keep saying that. I don't know this man, okay? But men are, you know, across the board, men are more marriage minded. I mean, I'm sorry, men are more stable in their minds. Okay, they are more structured. And I would say, based off of certain conversations, that, yeah, I think some of them are more marriage-minded than women are, especially nowadays. But for the women who are in relationships, are in committed relationships, I think that a lot of women need to take a step back and think about all the things that they have to be grateful for, that another woman is crying over the fact that she doesn't even have what you have. You're so busy watching other people's business. You're so busy seeing other people's situations that they're going through and, you know, comparing your man who's doing the best that he knows how to be there for you, be a great father, you know, be a good husband, be as attentive as he can be while working, while doing all of these things. And you're criticizing him all day long. Or nagging him. Or arguing with him. Or accusing him. Stressing this man out beyond belief, where he says, you know what? I'm going to go get my own place. Because a man does not just wake up one day after 18 years and say, I know what happens sometimes, right? There's a small percentage, but let's talk about overall. Overall, you're not going to see a man who's been with a woman for 18 years and just get up and say, I don't want to do this anymore for no reason. And again, we see her crying, but there's times that you speak to a man and that man is like, I'm the one that should be crying. I'm the one who had to deal with this stress for 15 years. The first 3 years were great. When we first got married, she was amazing. When we first started dating, she was amazing. And she changed. But then I'm the bad guy because I don't want to deal with this stress anymore. Or this toxic relationship anymore, or the problems anymore, the drama anymore, or the accusations anymore, whatever it is. So again, this video that I saw, I brought to you guys because I wanted to make a statement. You know, women think it's all well and fine. Oh, I don't need no man. I could do bad all by myself. But what are you really gonna do and feel when that man decides to choose himself like you've been choosing yourself for the longevity of the relationship? How will you really be able to cope with that? Because when the hot girl summer is done, okay, icy girl winter is over, when reality sets back in after you had your quote-unquote fun, how are you really gonna feel? Let me know what you guys think about this in the comment section. Hit that subscribe button on your way out. Give this video a thumbs up if you like this conversation. And I will see you guys in the next video. Love you guys. Mwah.